It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Rachel Zelinskas. She's quite a decorated swimmer. She's a two-time Olympic trial qualifier. She's a member of the U.S. national team in swimming. She was also a six-time All-American and team captain at the University of Georgia for the Bulldogs, two times bronze medalist at the SEC Championships. She's an academic All-American, but she's also a professional triathlete. So swimming was a natural bridge into her competing as a triathlete. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what inspires her in her everyday life. Rachel, so great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So is this a fair statement? You have burned a lot of calories in your life.
Yes, I would say that is a very fair statement. I kind of started specializing in endurance sports from a very, very young age. And swimming, for sure, is a very time-demanding sport. Lots of hours spent in the pool and lots of carbs consumed.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your time at the University of Georgia, because I know for swimmers, it's an early rise and jump in the pool, and you're a student athlete. So talk about, first of all, how you developed this passion for swimming and then ultimately competing for the Bulldogs.
Yeah. So when I was very, very young, I was always in the pool. The water was definitely a place that I felt very called to. And I joined the swim team actually when I was 6 years old. Funny story, I was a little bit scared of the deep end because I had a swim lesson instructor tell me that there were sharks in the gutters. so I did get over that fear. I tagged along while my sister wanted to join the swim team. Wasn't sure if I would want to do it. And I went, and one day I was absolutely hooked. And from the time that I was 6 years old on, you couldn't keep me out of the water. And the year that I turned six was actually also the same year as the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Mm-hmm. So I remember just watching the swimming on TV and just being absolutely enamored with watching all of those athletes in the Olympics. And I just looked at that and said, that's what I want to do one day. So that was really kind of the defining moment, I think, at 6 years old that started my career. And I progressed very naturally throughout the different stages of my swimming career. My parents were, and still are to this day, absolutely wonderfully supportive and just very encouraging of all of my dreams and goals. Mm-hmm. And so I had great teams along the way, great high school experiences. And when it became time to decide where I wanted to go to college, I visited a few different schools and just really found my place at the University of Georgia in terms of the whole campus in general, the whole culture of the school, and also just the incredible coaching staff and the history of outstanding teams, both in the NCAA and also outside in the Olympic arena as well. So that was one of the driving forces that led me to the Bulldogs. And ultimately, I did not end up making the Olympics for a variety of reasons. But I had just an absolutely wonderful experience there as well.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Rachel Zelinskas, a really great swimmer, decorated swimmer. As you mentioned, she competed for the Bulldogs at the University of Georgia and also U.S. national team member, two-time Olympic trial qualifier. And Rachel, it's one thing to compete, but then to excel at this level, talk about your competitive desire. I know that swimming is basically an individual sport and you're always going for that PR, but how did you get the best out of yourself and even able to compete at the national level?
Yeah, when I was very young, I definitely just had this tenacity inside of me. My mom used to call me a barracuda, which for those that don't know, a barracuda is kind of this really intense fish with, I think it has some sharp teeth and is just kind of known for being a little bit tenacious. So that was always something that was kind of innate in me. When I was set on a goal, I just went after it with a lot of tenacity. So I think some of the drive to be really competitive and to be really competitive in swimming just came from that innate nature and that just kind of obsession with seeing how far I could go and seeing how far I could push myself. Mm-hmm. As time got on, you know, sometimes that's just not always enough to keep you going. And I was so lucky that I had incredible coaches and incredible teammates that just really motivated me to compete for something greater than myself, especially when I got to the University of Georgia to swim there. The whole team, you come together and you're on a mission, not only to get the best out of yourself, but to get the best out of each other. And my goals, while I still definitely had large individual goals for myself, a lot of my goals shifted to how could I be the best contributor to this team. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like really allowed me to get the best out of myself in college, overcome adversity in college. I had a lot of injuries, a lot of setbacks. But that's at the end of the day, those team goals and that mission is truly what kept me going.
How did you channel the pressure by moving up each step of the way? I mean, you competed obviously at the collegiate level. You go on the national scene, you become a U.S. a national team member, you're at the Olympic trials. How did you channel that, the pressure, and also get the best out of yourself competitively in that environment?
Yeah, not always well, to be honest. Not always well. There was definitely some moments, whether it be at the Olympic trials or just moments where that high level meets like NCAAs, where the pressure definitely did get to me and I might not have had my best events, just because I maybe got in my head a little bit too much. But I do think that recommitting both, to those team goals and also recommitting to my original love for the water. I had this image of myself, when I was younger, splashing around in the water. And when things got really, really difficult, whether it be in those high pressure situations or in any kind of injury or adversity, I would often just look back at that picture and just look at that little girl that was so, so happy just to be splashing around in the water. And that's really what started everything. And that was a good way to kind of recenter, look at the big picture, and just get back to my perspective of why I started on this journey in the first place.
Let's to play Ron Meyer chatting today with Rachel Zelinskis, All-American swimmer at the University of Georgia. She was part of the national team and also competed at the Olympic trials and then transitioned into being a triathlete, Rachel. And as we know, that swimming is one component of the Ironman triathlon competition, but also you have to be a great biker and also a runner as well. So talk about how this fueled your desire to not only be in the water, but also be on land as well.
Yeah. So when I was young, I remember growing up and watching my mom compete in triathlons. And I have a very close and special relationship with my mom. She's really inspired me in a lot of ways in my life. And I knew that even when I was younger watching her, I knew that doing a triathlon was something that I would want to do someday. And I had heard of this crazy competition called Kona, which is the Ironman World Championships on the island of Hawaii in the town of Kona. And I'd seen it, I had read about it, I'd watched it, and there's just this kind of mystique surrounding this whole race and just this history and this culture of how incredible it is to get the chance to compete at this race. And so it was kind of a natural transition coming from swimming to triathlon. Swimming is a thing that a lot of athletes struggle with if they haven't grown up doing it. So I felt that I had that advantage to kind of leverage, and I knew that I wanted to just build off of that. And so I decided to try a triathlon. And of course, I couldn't just, you know, try a short sprint triathlon. I had to go all in for a half Ironman. for my first go, and I absolutely loved it. So from that point on, I just became hooked, and I did ultimately want to make it to Kona. And so I progressed from the half Ironman to then training for my first full Ironman distance, and still just didn't expect to make any kind of career out of it, mm-hmm. and really just wanted to achieve that goal of racing on the Big Island one day. But as I kind of progressed closer and closer to that goal, I actually discovered that, you know, this is something I'm actually really good at. This is something that I could really see how far I can take this. Mm-hmm. And I qualified to compete as a professional triathlete. So I took that license in the end of 2021 and started my professional triathlon career then.
Yeah, and it seems to be going pretty well. You mentioned you started in 2021 and you had some consistent finishes in the top five for females in Ironman races. In fact, you won the 2023 Ironman Mont Tremblant champion, and you're a two-time Ironman World Championship qualifier. This is really a test of all your endurance skills. Would you say it's tougher than your training for swimming, or how do you compare the two?
Yeah, it's really difficult to compare the two directly. I grew up as and when I was in high school, I was involved in a very high volume swim program. So we swam two times a day, Monday through Friday. We swam 4 to 5 hour practices on Saturdays and 2 hour practices on Sundays. So it was a lot. So total number of hours is honestly probably similar to the peak number of hours that I was training at my swim career versus the number of hours that I train in my triathlon career. Something that's been a little bit more difficult for me as I'm transitioning to triathlon is balancing that biking and running. Cycling and running compared to swimming, they just have a lot more kind of external factors that are involved. For swimming, it's pretty easy. You know, you get in the water, you need your suit, your cap, and your goggles, and you go. Cycling is a bit more of a learning curve just because there's not only the training, there's also all of the equipment that you need to kind of get dialed in order to be the fastest that you can be, because it's not just about how strong you are on the bike. It's at the end of the day, it's how fast you are on the bike. So there's a lot of aerodynamics involved in that. And running for me has been a little bit of an adjustment, just not being used to doing land impact sports. I've had to manage a few injuries along the way. So I would say they're equally as challenging, just in different ways. And I think now I'm in the season of life too, where I might actually just be a little bit more appreciative of the opportunity that I have to train in this type of environment. You know, when you're younger and growing up, sometimes you might take a few things for granted. So I feel like there were days that I, you know, maybe rolled my eyes at having to go to swim practice. Whereas now when I am, you know, a 30-year-old adult, getting the chance to take a break from the rest of my day to go get a swim, bike, or a run in is something that I truly, truly look forward to.
All right, we're going to take a break, but I want to pick up on that theme, this God-given talent that has gotten you some great results as a competitive athlete, and where that light shines, the faith aspect of your life. We're talking with Rachel Zielinskis. She was a decorated swimmer, now a professional triathlete. Keep it right here. You're listening to Blessed to Play.
The month of February is devoted to honoring the Holy Family. It's a reminder for us to strengthen our own family life. Mary and Joseph serve as the perfect model for every mother and father, and setting an example for children on how to live a Christ-like life. Join in this devotion to the Holy Family with novenas, prayers, art, books, gifts, rosaries and chaplets, statues, and nativity sets. Available at EWTNRC.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You know, I have never seen women who want to be equal absolutely degrading themselves. And yet the media degrades your nature, your beauty as a woman, your goodness. Let us pray. At some point, our dear Lord touches their hearts.
For more information on Mother Angelica, visit Religious Catalog at EWTNRC.com.
EWTN Radio is all over social media. All your favorite programs are available right now. Check us out on X at EWTN Radio. Remember, EWTN is everywhere.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Rachel Zelinskis. If you listen to the first half of the show, well, she's in great shape, so much so that she was decorated swimmer at the University of Georgia, where she was a six-time All-American. She managed to compete in the Olympic trials, a member of the U.S. national team. Then she transitioned to being a pro athlete as a triathlete, and she competed at the 2023 Ironman World Championship as a qualifier. She won another Ironman race, and she's off and running and swimming it and biking, as they say. But we're going to talk about something else that's very important to Rachel, and that's her life of faith. Rachel, I know you grew up Catholic. I know it's a very important part of your life, from your upbringing to where you are today. But just talk about your formation as a Catholic and why it's so important to you as we speak today.
Yeah, so I did grow up Catholic. I feel very fortunate that I had incredible role models and incredible formative experiences my entire childhood. I grew up in a very loving home. I had my parents, my grandparents, who lived very close to us on my mom's side, were just, and still are to this day, great role models of faith for me in my life. But at the end of the day, faith is, it has to be an individual choice and an individual decision and an individual commitment. And so I, like many people, struggled a little bit with my faith, especially as I gained a little bit of independence, going into the end of high school and going into college. And I struggled with really taking ownership in what I believed, and spent a little bit of time away from the church. And honestly, those few months that I spent away from the church were probably some of the darkest moments of my life. And I kind of hit rock bottom in some ways, and realized that I needed to go back, that I needed to go back home. And so that kind of began my journey and back, I guess, to really fully embracing my faith in fullness. And I still struggled for quite a few years. I wasn't exactly sure where I was being called to. In fact, in the beginning, I attended some non-denominational Christian churches, but just felt this call to go back to Mass and to go back to the Catholic Church. And so I did for the remainder of my college career. And from that point on, I just wanted more, and I just always wanted more. And so I had a great young adult group that I was also a part of at the University of Minnesota. And that just really was a time for me where I put a lot into learning more about the Catholic faith and just more catechesis, to be honest with you. And I remember this one specific day where I hadn't been to confession in quite some time, and I went back to confession, and I just, from that point on, I just felt kind of fully back in communion, and it was just a really beautiful experience. And there are still struggles of course, that I deal with every single day. But I do really see that time as just a turning point where I was kind of fully back into my faith. And it's just been really fruitful and beautiful for my whole life, but definitely from that point on.
Bless to Play, Ron Meyer chatting today with Rachel Zelinskis, professional triathlete. So you've had this recommitment, if you will, to your faith, and you went through some really dark times, and now you're so-called seeing the light. How did this change you in the athletic sense as well? You were competing probably during that time in some really dark times of your life, but now you have this renewed spirit about you. How did that affect you as an athlete?
Yeah, it affected me in just, insane ways. It might not be a surprise looking back on it now, but I think one of the things that I really struggled with during my swimming career was just that pressure and just really tying my self-worth to my ability to produce good results and to produce points, to produce fast swimming times. I tied my worth to that in many ways. And I elevated swimming and my swimming performance above my faith. And that was, probably looking back on it now to no one's surprise, what might have contributed to just this feeling of darkness and a lot of struggle. And now that I've kind of had this new outlook and this new recommitment, I don't get it perfect all of the time, but I do feel like I'm in this space where I can just compete in just such a more free way. Mm-hmm. For one, just my actual feeling of competition is that every competition is a blessing, and that it's not something that I deserve, but it's something that I have been given as a gift. And I really truly feel blessed that I was gifted this second chance at an athletic career. And this is not to take away from my swimming career. I still had an amazing and wonderful career, but I feel like with almost this rebirth in my faith has also become this rebirth as my identity as an athlete, and just really trying to use this second chance as an opportunity to glorify God through my competition.
Now, I ask athletes this question because everyone goes about it differently, but when you prepare to be the best that you could be, whether it be swimming or as a triathlete, you had to put in so much time, so much effort to be the best that you could be. In your spiritual life, how do you become the best that you could be? How do you pray? What are those things that Rachel Zelinskis does to edify her on a spiritual level?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I think as an athlete, I feel blessed to have a very a innate sense of having a very structured life. And that honestly gives me a lot of peace to have a lot of structure in my day. I'm very used to, since I was a young girl, getting up early and going to swim practice and just really having a lot of my day planned out. And I kind of take advantage of that and prayer is not always easy. The enemy will use a lot of distraction to keep us away from God. And, one of the ways that he can do that is distracting us from speaking to God through prayer. And so I try to wake up in the morning and have that be my priority. And so I do that by waking up before when I need to, get my day started with my first training session of the day and just give that time to the Lord in prayer. So just really waking up and making that a priority. And like I've said before, I'm not perfect. There are days or, times when I'm traveling or days where things come up, but really that's kind of the cornerstone to my life. And then also kind of on the flip side of that is not just restricting your prayer to any one specific time. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know, God wants to be in every single part of our lives. So another thing that I really try to do is when things happen to me throughout the day, I try to bring that to God, whether it's something that's difficult, whether it's something that's joyful, whether it's something that's mundane, anything can really be turned into a prayer. And yeah, just really use every opportunity that I can to bring these things to the Lord, so that He is truly in every single part of my life and every single part of my day as much as possible.
And I'm sure Sundays are a great way for you to recharge spiritually as well.
Yes.
Well, Rachel Zielinskis has been our guest, quite a decorated swimmer, as I mentioned, now competing as a professional triathlete. Competed in the Ironman World Championships, and she's going to be doing that. And we wish her the best of luck in that very demanding type of discipline and sport. If you want to know more about Rachel and perhaps have her come out and coach or talk with her about coaching, you could go to www.fierceathlete.org. That's fierceathlete.org. Rachel, thank you for the time. I really do appreciate it. All the best as you compete as a triathlete, and thank you for joining us here on Blessed to Play. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Rachel Zielinskis, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.